Florida A&M University President James Ammons says the decision to keep the band under suspension was not made lightly.
I was heavily influenced by the need to be respectful of Robert Champion's family, as well as other alleged victims. A young man lost his life, and others suffered serious injuries.
The band was placed on an indefinite suspension following the hazing death of drum major Robert Champion. 13 people are facing criminal charges in that case. State University System Chancellor Frank Brogan also used his bully pulpit to advocate for keeping the band off the field. Ammons says the university is looking to create a new way of governing the Marching 100 that includes putting stricter rules in place for everything from who is eligible to perform to establishing a code of conduct for out-of-town trips.
Academic standards to be eligible to participate in the band. Length of time an individual is allowed to participate. The length of practice time. The number of adults accompanying the band on out-of-town trips. Enforcing travel procedures.
Last week, the university reported that about a quarter of the 400-plus member ensemble weren't actively enrolled students, yet had been allowed to perform with the band. Three of those charged in the hazing death of Robert Champion were among those ineligible to perform. The Champion case continues to have ramifications for FAMU's band program. As the university discussed the fate of the band program, the national chapter of the Kappa Kappa Psi Band Fraternity announced it was revoking its FAMU chapter's charter over a 2010 case that involved two music department faculty who have since resigned. Kappa Kappa Psi's executive director, Alan Bonner, says hazing violates the fraternity's policies.
When that happens, we will revoke the charter of a chapter. And that's what we did in this case.
The Delta Iota chapter of Kappa Kappa Psi at FAMU will remain disbanded for at least 5 years. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.